if he wants to end the uncertainty and deal with the issues he raised in his response to my statement, then he should vote for a deal. Simples.
British Prime Minister Theresa May took a leaf out of the meerkat playbook recently in trying to encourage recalcitrant Brexiteers to vote for her deal with the EU. Early today, she announced another revision hammered out with EU President Jean-Claude Juncker, with the main section being given attention the vexed question of the Northern Ireland border.
Having an insurance policy to guarantee that there will never be a hard border in Northern Ireland is absolutely right.
The issue here is to deal with Ireland that the border remains an open one. But with withdrawal from the EU, it becomes in fact an open door to the United Kingdom without some sort of border control. Jean-Claude Juncker is adamant that this is the last time he will entertain any changes to the latest deal. I asked Professor of Politics at the University of Sydney, Simon Tormey, whether we had, in fact, the final Brexit deal.
Well, we're going to wait and see for the vote in the House of Commons tomorrow because there's quite a lot to digest in the announcement today. Basically, what's going on is that the EU have agreed to a form of wording which Theresa May is hoping will overcome the obstacle to her right-wing group, the hard Brexiteer group, from voting the down the deal tomorrow in the House of Commons. And really what the nub of that is to say that Britain should be able to leave unilaterally out of this backstop arrangement which the EU and Britain have got going together, which holds a fear for hard Brexiteers because they think it's a way the EU keeps the UK within their regulatory orbit for forevermore, as it were. And what this wording suggests is that the UK can depart under its own steam. And that if it's read in those terms by that hard Brexit group, then they may decide to vote with her withdrawal agreement. And that's what we're going to wait and see for tomorrow.
So it should be simples.
It's certainly not simples, Rod. As we know, Brexit dances on the head of a pin here. And there'll be lots of people scratching their heads and saying, you know, what's the symbolic consequence of this? Really, the big issue is we've got this big vote coming in the House of Commons tomorrow. If it gets up, then Brexit really kind of, you know, gets underway. And we've got agreement for a withdrawal, orderly, means that Britain and the EU can kind of move towards a free trade agreement over the next couple of years. The pound will go back high, and everybody will be able to get on with their regular lives. If the vote goes down tomorrow, I think this is very bad news for Theresa May. She may get rolled by the weekend, and we're into a really major political hiatus, as if we're not in one already.
And what about the border with Northern Ireland? Will that be hard, soft, malleable, or what?
So that's really the nub of the issue that we've been looking at here, is that the EU all along have said that they want that border to be open. The problem is, with the UK leaving the European Union, of course, you'd expect customs borders to go in there. So they've concocted this backstop idea for the next 3 or 4 years, pending the evolution of technology which will permit lorries to go backwards and forwards with license plate technology and all the rest of it. And that's been the sticking point. Sticking point has been, how long will that insurance policy last for? And the hard Brexit group basically said to May, unless UK can withdraw unilaterally from this kind of insurance policy, then we're not going to vote with you. So she thinks she's got a form of words which proves that. The signs are, however, that there's a deal of scepticism in that hard Brexit group. I still expect the vote to go down tomorrow, but not perhaps by the 100 and 150 votes that we were expecting, maybe as close as 30 or 40 votes.
But if it's still going down, then where does that leave the UK?
It leaves the whole thing in tatters. It leaves Theresa May really groping into the wind because she's put everything, I think, on this form of words that she's just obtained. The vote tomorrow is absolutely vital for her own political survival. I think the knives are quietly out in some parts of the Conservative Party, and they're already weighing up what the alternatives might be. But it does mean that, you know, we're in real hiatus here, and there will be another sequence of votes on Thursday and Friday, our time, to decide whether or not the UK kind of goes over the cliff on the 29th of March, or whether extensions are put in place, indicative votes, and so on. So really, really very important vote tomorrow. I know we say this all the time with regard to Brexit, but it's kind of make or break. It's very much crunch time tomorrow.
Some of the other leadership hopefuls for the Conservative Party may, as you said, come forward. Who do you think's most likely, and would they have a better chance of getting a better deal from Jean-Claude Juncker?
No, they're not going to get a better deal. But what they might be able to do is to hold the party together, because it's threatened with disintegration at the moment. This is the problem. So I think the sort of unity candidate is Michael Gove. He has very carefully sort of placed himself in the middle of things and very smooth talking and trying to hold the whole group together. But he's kind of, does he have enough carriage with the hard Brexit group? They, of course, would love to have someone like Boris Johnson or even Jacob Rees-Mogg. And then you've got the soft Brexit or even Remainers, people who back Philip Hammond, who's the current Chancellor, Amber Rudd, who's Home Secretary. So, I mean, it's really the future of the Conservative Party at stake. I think if the focus goes down tomorrow, all hell breaks loose until, you know, for some time. And it's going to be very, very messy.
Professor of Politics at the University of Sydney, and not singing there, Simon Tormey speaking with me on the Brexit deal.